Welcome to Aural Sex, a queer sex podcast where only one of us wants to see your dick pics.
This episode takes place in the virtual realm. We're all cyborgs anyway, right? Enjoy.
Hey. Hey. What's up?
Just got home. I went out for drinks with some friends. How about you?
I'm just watching this dumb home renovation show.
OMG, I love that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's addicting, but they just make every room blue and brown, so it's pretty uninspiring.
Yeah, and put dumb quotes and frames on the wall.
Yeah, this episode, they just put big lettering in the master bedroom that just says, "Be the change."
Wow, that's truly a new low. So, where'd you move from? Your profile says you're new in town?
Colorado. I just got here a couple weeks ago.
That's a long way. How do you like the neighborhood?
It's good, but yeah, I mean, really different from what I'm used to. Like, do you ever stop hearing the garbage trucks every morning at 6 a.m.?
LOL. I only just started sleeping through those. I'm from Kansas originally, so yeah, not really cut out for the city either.
Oh, cool. We were neighbors before. Neighboring states, at least.
Yeah, I guess we were. Surprised I never ran into you.
Well, now it's inevitable. If you're only 800 feet away, LOL.
I don't know. 800's still pretty far.
Yeah, it's true. There's like 15 guys closer than you, who I could see for way less effort.
Oh, trust me. I'm worth a little extra effort.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I always feel so dumb asking this, but do you have any more pictures?
I was about to text you that exact question.
You first. Cute shirt.
Thanks. Okay, your turn. Cute. Oh my god, the one with the dog kills me.
Yeah, that's my dog. He lives with me. Maybe you can meet him sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to. How about now?
That sounds nice, but I don't think I want to meet up tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's just that I'm still sort of new to all of this, and today's been one of those unable to get out of bed days, if you know what I mean.
I've totally been there.
But I would like to meet you at some point. I'm sorry, tonight's not the night.
Yeah, I would too. And you don't have to apologize. People on here can be so intense, and it's like, sometimes I know I'm only on here because I'm depressed or lonely or something, and like, forgive me for not immediately being comfortable going to your house at 3 a.m. to give you a blowjob, LOL.
Ugh, it can be so annoying how comfortable people are in here.
It took me so long to stop judging myself against all the confident gaze.
Yeah, that's something I'm still working on.
So, if you don't want to meet up, maybe we could chat a bit? Full disclosure, I'm pretty horny right now. A few drinks on a Wednesday night always does me in.
Yeah, we can chat.
Also, if I'm being totally annoying, just say the word and I'll go jack off.
Nah, you're good. Honestly, I'm really horny too. I mean, we're both chatting with strangers at 11 p.m., right? So, kind of obvious what we're thinking.
So, do you have any more explicit pictures?
I do.
I want to see them.
Okay, but you should probably know, I don't, like, have a cock. I'm a trans man. BTW.
I know. It said so on your profile.
Oh, great. Sometimes people message me without reading that.
So, let's see these pictures, then.
Okay, hold on.
Fuck. You're making me so hard.
I want to see you. Damn, I wish you were in my bed right now.
What would you do if I were there?
I'd take off your shirt, I'd start kissing your chest, teasing your nipples and running my hands through your chest hair.
Go on.
I'd make out with you as I unbutton your pants, feeling your hard cock through the denim.
Fuck. I'd be begging for you to take them off.
I slowly unzip them, and I pull them off, and then I lick the length of your cock.
I want you so bad.
I start to suck you, and I feel it throb in my mouth.
Are you checking off right now?
Yes.
Good.
I want you to push your cock deep in my mouth.
I want to feel your mouth on me.
I want to taste you.
Question.
Yes?
Are you a top or a bottom?
Top.
That's perfect. I want you to fuck me.
I can do that.
Actually, do you want to call me right now? I want to hear your voice.
Sure. What's your number?
Hello?
Hey there. What's your name?
What?
Your name. You never told me. Your profile didn't say.
Oh, David. What's yours?
Cade. It's nice to meet you, David.
You too. I want you to tell me what to do.
Okay. I want you to lick your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, reach down and touch your asshole. And slide the finger in.
Fuck. I want you.
Now, I'm putting on my biggest strap on.
I want you inside me.
Yeah. And I'm pushing it into your hole.
Fuck me.
Now with your other hand, I want you to start stroking your cock.
Wait, hold on. I have a dildo I want to use. Okay.
Yeah. Now imagine that I'm fucking you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm close to coming.
Two. Fuck. I'm gonna come.
I want you to come for me, David.
I'm coming.
Me too.
That was so great. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We should do it in person sometime.
That sounds great.
All right. I should go to bed now.
Good night, Cade.
Good night, David.
Thank you for listening to this short promotional podcast. What you just heard was one of thousands of real interactions recorded by David, the device for automatic virtual intimacy and desire. Programmed with cutting-edge artificial intelligence software, David uses personalized data from thousands of users to simulate a pleasurable sexual interaction, providing a unique and enjoyable marketing experience. For instance, David can make subtle and targeted brand suggestions to users, creating a seamless ad experience.
Not much. Just got back from seeing this really cool movie. I'm feeling pretty horny. Think I had a little too much Bacardi tonight. I wish you were in my bed right now. I got this new Casper mattress and it's so comfortable.
David is effective because he promotes a sense of intimacy between users and products. For more information about how your business can benefit from David, visit davidai.com. David, get closer to your customers.
You've actually been listening to Oral Sex, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, and other good things at oralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L, sex, with two X's. Both of whom you'll probably run into on Grindr anyway.
This story was written by David.
Thanks, David.
Special thanks to the Cyborgian Stella Mensa for our theme music. Additional music by David Setze. This episode was voiced by Charlie A. and Jai G. Who wonders?
How do humans say this?